and founders.com to apply for membership.
The greatest interviews, the most sought after guests. It's all on The Roar.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something good.
Don't wait on your local, I mean, your national news to say something good. Tune in here. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour number three. I'll tell you something good. My friends at Trail. You want to hear something good? My friends at Trail, who set this unbelievable tone of branding. I told him I always want to be a Trail guy. I told you one of the most important things when I sat down with Will Huston's guys is I want to be branded as a Trail guy because people in the construction business know who Trail are and what their people are and what they're like and what they stand for. And I want to be branded as a Trail guy. And so I'm glad this thing has worked out for us. And, you know, now we've transitioned a little bit to this college football or South Carolina Football Hall of Fame stuff. And Will Huss is on their board and doing a great job there. And what Mike and LaVon and those guys are doing, you know, with positive things in the community and helping young kids, the Bridge Builder program and LaVon's influence on kids. I want to be in that business. Put me in the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame promotional business. Put me in the Trail business. I want to be in the business of lighting candles, man, and getting this thing, you know, providing some light, man. And that's what these guys have done. And it all starts at the top, and it all starts with people at Trail, and all the way down to the bottom. And you'll see it. I tell you, I was when we were renovating our house. Trail's building these apartments over in Anderson, and so we stayed in them. And so I was talking to their staff over there and their workers over there. Man, they were awesome. They were just great people. And it was they're building relationships over there all the time. And so I love it. I love that idea. I had a friend of mine that was he's a developer and he built a lot of things with Trail. And then one time they bid on something and they didn't use Trail. And he goes, I'll never use anyone other than Trail again. So we see it. Will Huss says, we don't see your expectations. Then we failed. Talk about when I talk about Neil Workman saying that he rides by buildings that they built. And he doesn't think about the buildings. He thinks about, well, hey, the guy there, the president there found out that his cancer was in remission when we built that one. And the lady we built this one for, she just had her third baby. I remember them the day that they delivered and things like that. That's what they think of. These are good people. Next time you think about building or if it crosses your mind, call Trail 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. Let me get some lists, John, in hour number three. I want to do three lists in this segment. First list, and we're crazy with this stuff now, is 247 has a deal of the 20 best players under the age of 20. I like this. There's two Clemson players on it. I'm going to go in the list of the Clemson players last. Let me tell you the other guys. Jaden Daniels, quarterback at Arizona State. You and I have talked about him before. And I like Jaden Daniels. Quarterback that had a really, really good year last year, and I watched him upset Oregon. I like him a lot. Cal Hamilton, defensive back at Notre Dame, is a guy that Clemson was involved with that we know him, and he's a rangy, athletic guy. You'll see him on the field do a lot this year. Look, told you we love Sam Howell at North Carolina. Drake Jackson, highly rated defensive end at Southern Cal, the next great defensive lineman there. George Karloftis at Purdue, defensive end, had a very good freshman season. I'm not familiar with Trey Lance at North Dakota State, the quarterback. I understand he had a great year, but I don't know a lot about him.
Oh, he is phenomenal.
Is he?
Yeah, I watched some of the FCS playoffs.
Yeah.
He's a game changer.
Of course you watch the FCS playoffs.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, man.
Do I look as much of a freak now as I did back then?
No.
Soaking up all the football I could?
I love to watch some Bisons right now.
Yeah, he's a good dual threat quarterback. I like watching him play.
You know, I'm a Rondale Moore fan from Purdue. He had a little injury bug this past year, but man, that freshman year, they asked him to do everything.
I'll never forget that game against Northwestern, that Thursday night opening game of the season,
and then
where he just did everything.
Everything. Evan Neal, offensive tackle at Alabama. He's a stud. First round pick coming up. Sean Ryan, offensive tackle at UCLA. I'm not as familiar with him. Hadn't watched him a lot.
Wasn't he the holder? Oh, no, Seth Ryan. Sorry, I got confused.
Gregory Rousseau, the defensive end at Miami, really good player, athletic pass rusher. I didn't know this, but Sewell at Penei Sewell at Oregon is only 19 years old.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Top five pick. He's only 19 years old right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Keaton Slovis, the quarterback at Southern Cal, is only 18 years old right now. Like the speedy pass rusher Nolan Smith at Georgia, the outside linebacker, he's only 19. Derek Stingley Jr., you saw it in the national championship game, man. Just shut down one side of the field. What a football player he is at 18 years old. Patrick Surtain, still only 19 years old, cornered Alabama. I'll tell you, Stingley's a better football player than Surtain, though. Kayvon Thibodeau, defensive end at Oregon's only 19. Jarrett Wilson, wide receiver at Ohio State, is only 18 years old. Bryce Young at Alabama, the freshman quarterback. The two players at Clemson, let me give you both of these guys. And Clemson's one of the few that have two on this list. DJ Uiagalelei, 18 years old. It's and what it says on 247 is the succession plan is clear for the Tigers. Trevor Lawrence this fall, Uiagalelei after that. 247 had rankings had a big-armed Uiagalelei number three in the final rankings with a 101 that tied in with Lawrence Fields and classmate Bryce Young is the highest grade ever given to a quarterback. His size, velocity, and deep ball acumen are rare. I like the word acumen. We need to start using it more on the show.
You want to figure out what it means, absolutely. Ask me to spell it.
No one misuses words more than me. I'm completely like totally off base, totally, doesn't use them in the right context.
Yeah.
And the other one, Brian Brisee, Clemson defense tackle, 18 years old. It said Brisee drew comparisons to Ndamukong Suh as a recruit. Before spring practices were shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic, he had already begun delivering that kind of promise as early enrollee lined up and stood out among the other defensive linemen for the Tigers. Penciled in as a day one starter. Not sure about that. And likely developed another first-round draft pick at Clemson during the Dabo Sweeney era. So that's 20 players under the age of 20. I love it. I like lists. I've got another list here coming up in a second. Top coaches under 45. Let me get Toby and Anderson up next, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Toby. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, Nick. Yeah, I'm doing okay, man. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Very blessed.
Hey, look, I know we're trying to spread positivity and we're trying to just give out, not give out. We're just trying to report on the good stuff today. But I do want to bring something serious to your attention real quick. And the folks in Columbia might want to turn up the dial for this because, all this good weather's coming our way, but the meteorologists are still saying, that freeze right before Easter is coming up. And so that cold air and that warm air is going to mix when we all know what comes out of that, so they're calling for tornadoes in Columbia. It's going to be rough. The USC or U of SC, excuse me, has already put out a statement saying that they're going to open up Williams-Brice for people to, take shelter and, because there's no chance of a touchdown there. So I just wanted to give everybody that heads up real quick, and y'all be safe out there.
Thank you, Toby. Appreciate the phone call. I needed it, man.
Well, I ended up to disagree with Toby. Has he seen Luke Doty? I mean, come on now.
Luke Doty
and more fullbacks. There's going to be a lot of touchdowns.
Looking for a tight end. Doty under center. Digs it out under center. I miss that phrase.
Carolina. Touchdown, Kenny McKinley.
I miss that phrase. As when we're in the shotgun now, then we don't get under center and dig it out. Doty digs it out under center, takes back, play action pass. You got to dig it out of there. Who came up with that one?
Oh, I don't know.
We'll do a whole show. We did this years and years and years ago one summer of phrases that drive people crazy. I'm not going to get into it today. We'll do it later as this thing drags on. But one of the ones we'd say is the sports phrases that drive you crazy. And I remember a guy calling up and screaming about at the next level. Like he couldn't stand it. Someone said, at the next level. Oh, he's going to be great at the next level. It's like, oh, my gosh, man, it drove me crazy. But as a kid, my dad used to get mad at Harold Johnson, who was a reporter for the TV anchor, sports anchor for Channel 9 in Charlotte, whatever. We lived in Chester at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole stick was, David Thompson would go up for a dunk, And he says, and David Thompson says to the Tar Heel defender, oh, no, you can't guard me, as he dunks over him. And my dad would say, he didn't say that. He never said that. All right, this is me and you do this right now. Which one drives you crazy? Let me give you mine first.
All right.
When I don't like it when we use words, when we over say words that we don't have to. In other words, like the SEC, everybody knows it's the SEC.
Right.
But yet we have to say the Southeastern Conference. I mean, this is a Southeastern Conference game between two Southeastern Conference teams in a Southeastern Conference stadium. And the NFL does that as well. And that's where they got it from. And it's Jaworski talking about the National Football League. I've been watching quarterbacks for a long time in the National Football League, and I'm telling you, this guy has the kind of arm talent to succeed in the National Football League. Like, dude, you can just say NFL. We know what you're talking about. You know, the other one, and we do it all the time, too, with, you know what, we got to protect the football. And, you know, if we're going to throw the football, we need to be able to run the football, but we have to protect the football. My man, you can say ball. We know it's a sport. We know what sport we're talking about. You know, we have to shoot the basketball well. We have to rebound the basketball. We need to pass the basketball. No, we need to rebound the ball, whatever. You have to drag it all out. That's one of mine. You have any that drive you crazy?
Man, I'd have to think about it a little bit. There definitely are some out there. Just off the top of my head, I'm having a tough time narrowing it down.
Just got some good news that Chad from Columbia, it's his daughter's Millie, her second birthday today. Couple things here. I know Chad reads to Millie books every single night, and I know he's awfully proud of her, and I want to tell him that we don't give birthday shout-outs, but if we did, we give one out to Millie right now, and then we could say that today Millie is birthday girl, 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 birthday girl. Second birthday, Millie. Many more. Hope it goes great for you today. Big old cake, maybe some dolls. Hope it just goes great for you today. That's awesome.
Mickey, I came up with one.
All right.
It says we're getting into draft time here, and you know, we're seeing a lot of people breaking the draft down, including the 3-day draft. And it's really interesting if you go.
Are you talking about the National Football League draft?
In the National Football League draft in the National Football League.
How about the NBA where they go? They call it the association.
I kind of like that actually.
Oh, I can't stand that.
I think the association's kind of cool.
You know what we need to do? Hold on. Keep your thought, okay?
All right.
You know what, oh brother, where art thou?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. In Raising Arizona. You've seen Raising Arizona.
It's been a while, but yeah.
All right. And so they you know, Nathan Jr. is kidnapped. And the authorities are all in there. Or the guy comes in and he's trying to tell me, I'm going to find your baby. He goes, we ought to get everybody looking for it. He goes, we've got the local authorities, we've got the state authorities, we've got the federal BI. He's like, instead of FBI, because the federal BI. I think we need to call it the NL League or the NBA or the NBA Association.
Oh, no. Like, that's awful. That's horrible.
The NB Association.
Absolutely not.
All right, so what do you have?
That's for? Worse than your cookie take.
They got the federal BI. So what's your take?
Mine is it's called what it is. Whenever they're talking about like a white guy in the draft, it's just,
oh yeah,
he's a gym rat. Oh man, oh, yeah. He's scrappy.
Yeah, we do that for sure.
We
right?
Come up with different terms like in the draft. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I think and find like Mel Kiper and different people talking about Hunter Renfrow last year.
Oh man,
no one's gonna outwork this guy.
Oh,
first guy
yeah.
in, last guy to leave.
Yeah, you know, gym just, rat guy.
Yeah. He's a good football player.
I hope we've gotten off that racial deal. There's even an article recently about quarterbacks and that kind of stuff. And I saw a 30 for 30 in some of the things that were said there about, you know, race and quarterbacks and all. But we do that, man. We do it all the time. It's like, all right,
and
who's your
mind? I don't even think it's anything like racial or any, you know, and anything like that.
I'd say this.
I choose like, it's out there. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's like, if there was a, you know, we go along those lines. I don't want to use an example. Right now. We just go along those lines, and we're just like, okay, well, that's who we had to compare him to. Oh, he's the next, whatever. It's like, I don't know, man. I loved it just then. Brian Brisee, the defensive tackle, was compared to Ndamukong Suh, and they're different races.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Rather than saying, you know, oh, he's J.J. Watt.
Right.
Why? Because he's a white defensive lineman with a big motor? Like, okay. Like, there's black defensive linemen with good motors, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or this guy. We do it with quarterbacks forever, man. We just did it absolutely forever.
Deshaun looked back at it when, you know, he was talking about how it's like, I'm not a dual threat quarterback. Like, yeah. I'm a quarterback.
Right.
Yeah.
My favorite story about that, though, is in the 80s, Lou Holtz was at Notre Dame. And there was a quarterback in Georgia named Billy Ray. And Lou Holtz made this phone call to him. And he's recruiting him, and he's saying, Billy, I just want to let you know one thing. I want to put the ease of your concern right now is that at Notre Dame, we've had Tony Rice, and at Minnesota, I had Ricky Foggy. And I'll tell you, at Arkansas, I played too. That I want to put it aside, even though some people don't believe this, that we're not afraid to play black quarterbacks. And Billy Ray says, Coach, that's great, but I'm a white kid. Okay. All right, great. I think that's great, man. That's great. But I'm white dude, so I love it, man.
Oh, Lou Holtz. I never heard that. That's
oh,
fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Typical Lou Holtz on that one for
great,
sure.
Coach.
Yeah, I'm white dude. all right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. I have this list right now. We're doing list, man. List. The top 10 coaches, head coaches in college football under the age of 45. And Paul Aduka has his number one list of the fakest guy in the Major League Baseball. Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. You know, we're doing more stuff online, more time for things online. So great friends at Granger Nissan. Granger Nissan of Anderson. The specials are online right now. You can schedule test drives online right now. You can schedule appointments online, ask questions, look at the financing, shop by payments online, do it all, and then go over there and get you a brand new car. And it looks great. You know, I was doing tax stuff last night and talked about a new car that we bought and those things. And just thinking about Granger Nissan and how great they were to us. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson. If you're in the area, if you're listening outside the area right now, look, it's worth the drive over to see about the lifetime powertrain warranty. You know, anything goes wrong in that car, the lifetime, as long as you own it, what a great deal. And some great financing right now as well. It's our friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Much more with John Hite, Mickey Plotter, much more after this.
Located at 134 Exchange Street in beautiful historic downtown Pendleton, the Blue Heron offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, farm-to-table flatbread, drinks, and desserts. Featuring an upscale seating area and bar to catch all the big games, their daily menu specials and happy hour fits every craving. 134 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram at Blue Heron Restaurant. Visit BlueHeronFood.com for full menu specials and more information. That's BlueHeronFood.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. You can try a full 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-460-0462. 1-800-460-0462. 1-800-460-0462.
If you're tired of paying management fees and not seeing any changes in your portfolio, call Brian Massey at IQ Capital Strategy. Your investments are actively managed using a rules and results-based approach. Call Brian at IQ Capital Strategy today for a free consultation. He will review your investment goals and help turn those goals into reality. Call 848-CAPITAL today. IQ Capital Strategy, 735 North Townsville Street in Seneca. Securities offered through Fortune Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Fortune Financial and IQ Capital are separate entities.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Have you ever driven on a back road at night with very dense fog? The uncertainty of what's ahead is stressful. Just like owing the IRS, the unknown keeps you up at night. For the past 30 years, the Green Law Firm has been lifting the fog and has been the upstate leader in IRS problem resolution. The rules have been relaxed, so even if you have tried before and failed, the Green Law Firm can help. Located at 11 McGee Street in Greenville or online at greenlaw.legal. That's G-R-E-E-N-E law.legal.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You won't find another show like Road Rage. Walt DevTula, 3 to 7 weekdays on The Roar.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon.
I'm happy, man. I'm happy. Life is good. Things are grand. Everything's awesome. Hey, our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want to make sure your garage is clean. Yeah, yesterday, John, Meredith had to go in for a little bit to work and do some things there. And Drake and I were out in the garage, and so I took the broom and I swept out. I normally blow it out sometimes, get leaves out of there and stuff like that. Man, my garage looks awesome right now. My garage looks like a Carolina Flooring Specialist commercial. And so we love it. Drake's out there crawling around in it, and there's no concrete dust, and there's no oil stains. And, well, I don't know what we'd do if we couldn't sit in our garage and play. Yesterday we did the Daytona 500 in my garage. That's where Drake takes the wagon and pushes it in circles 500 times around the oval in the garage as he's exercising and having a great time with us. So we love our garage floor. You can as well. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-815-8, 404-815-8. All right, lists. Let's continue the list, John Hite. By the way, telephone number 654-ROAR. Love to hear from you. 654-7627. The CBS Sports has a list out now of the top 10 coaches under the age of 45. Let me get your thoughts on these guys, buddy. And some of these guys are younger than I thought. Number 10 is Neil Brown from West Virginia. 40-23 in 5 seasons. Brown, I like Neil Brown. I think he's done a good job and not a great start so far, but I think he's done a pretty good job at West Virginia. You like Neil Brown?
I'm a big fan of Neil Brown.
Yeah. You know who I'm a big fan of? Drake, who's with me right now. Hey, Drake, can you say, hey, Dada? You're the cutest thing in the world. Hold on, let's see if I can get him to do this right now. Drake. It's a dramatic pause that gets him going. Yeah, you like Neil Brown, though?
Oh, yeah, big fan.
Awesome. Awesome stuff.
Love what he built at Troy. I think he was a slam dunk hire for West Virginia.
Yep. I'd love to tell you about the number 9 here, but Drake is – That's right. At number 9, we have Mike Norville, who, by the way, Neil Brown's 40. Mike Norville is 38 years old. I didn't realize he was that young.
Really?
Yeah, new head coach at Florida State. Guys has done a good job so far. And I'd be encouraged by that he's off to a good start at 38 years old.
I'd say so, getting a big job like that. Good for him.
Yeah. Number 8 is Lane Kiffin, who's still only 44 years old. Hard to believe the guy was the head coach of the Raiders and Southern Cal and Tennessee and Florida Atlantic, and he's 44 years old, and offense coordinator at Southern Cal and Alabama. He's been around. I like Lane Kiffin, man. I think he's good for football. I think we can agree upon that. But did you know he's only 44 years old?
No, I thought he was a little bit closer to 50, but good for him. Happy to see Lane at a big Power 5 school again.
I'm happy to see him put the freshman 15 on again because he's looking like he's –
Does he have to put on a new freshman 15 at each school? Or yes, is that just a-
that's why he's overweight right now. He's putting on new ones there.
Well, at least he has a reason. I got to find one for me.
Well, you got new roles there. At number seven is Tom Herman. And I told you, Tom Herman, he's only 44 years old, by the way, at the University of Texas. Tom Herman's 47-19. I was very high on Herman at Ohio State. I was very high on Herman at Houston. And I was very high on Herman when he came to the Longhorns in the first year there. And I really loved him after he beat Georgia. But last year, in some of the bird flipping stuff he did and some of the things that he's done, some of the things that he said, we find out more about him and his infidelities and his strip bar times and how he handles his business and how he recruits. I'm telling you, I'm thinking that Tom Herman is like that we talked about a few weeks ago. He's the Beto O'Rourke guy that as soon as we find out more about him, we find out, you know what, this is not our guy.
I don't trust Tom Herman as far as I could throw him.
Well, you're a bad back. You shouldn't be throwing anybody.
That's true.
Josh Hipple, Central Florida, is only 42 years old. Remember his playing days. But he's taken over, done a really, really good job there. P.J. Fleck, Minnesota, is number five on the list.
I thought he'd be higher.
He's 39 years old. One that I'm not sure belongs as high on this list, but obviously CBS Sports does. Brian Harsin from Boise State. He's 43 years old. He's 71-22, but the schedule, man, the schedule means an awful lot there.
I think he's a phenomenal coach, but I would personally put P.J. Fleck ahead of him.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. I think he's done. I'm not sure that he could do at Minnesota what Fleck's been able to do. Number three in the top three guys in this thing are college football playoff veterans so far. Number three, Ryan Day at Ohio State. He's 16-1. Who'd that one loss come to, John? You remember?
I believe that was the Clemson Tigers. Again. That little school up there has no idea what it's like to beat a team from the state of South Carolina. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying, but we appreciate you coming to our beaches every summer. Thank you.
I think Ryan Day is a really good football coach. I think it's too early to tell, though. Let's see, because I thought Larry Coker was a good football coach, too. Let's see. The way he's recruiting, they're going to keep this thing going, though. I think they feel very, very good about that. Number two, Kirby Smart at Georgia. 43-12 in national championship game and SEC champions. And right now, little Nick Saban is doing pretty well at Georgia.
He's winning a lot of recruiting championships.
All right. And number one, Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma. Yeah. 36 years old. 36-6 in three seasons at Oklahoma. So how would you rank those guys? Can we agree those the top three are the top three?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Absolutely.
I would keep Lincoln Riley at number one for sure.
All right. Day or Smart at two?
Kirby.
I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, we have more to go by with Kirby right now.
Yeah,
Ryan Day. I don't know if he's a. I mean, I'm curious. Granted, they're looking good. They're recruiting well, but there's a lot of things they got to replace there. And really, you know, my verdict will be on him, especially once Fields leaves after this year.
Speaking of recruiting, New Mississippi State head coach Mike Leach landed his first big commitment on Tuesday when ESPN Junior 300 quarterback Sawyer Robertson, 4-star, 6'385 pounder from Coronado High School in Lubbock, Texas. Chose Mississippi State, ranked number 51 overall in ESPN's ESPN junior class here, is going to Mississippi State, which leads me to my next topic here. We just talked about Lane Kiffin. We just talked about Mike Leach. When Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach face off, I got three questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, who wins short-term battles in this thing? Who wins the first game or two in the series? I don't think this is going to be the 10-year Woody Hayes, Bo Schembechler. They'll be around for 10 years.
No.
But let's talk about, like, at least this year one right now. Who do you feel better about winning the first installment of this rivalry?
Well, first, can I say that I am in love with the story of Mike Leach going and getting an elite quarterback from Lubbock, Texas. I just think that's fascinating. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure the James family loves hearing that. I think in the short term, based on their rosters and going out and getting the KJ Costello from Stanford, you got to give Mike Leach year one.
Okay.
Although I do like Ely. I like John Reese Plumlee. I like some of the pieces at Ole Miss. I just think that Mike Leach might be able to get him year one.
Who wins the battle long term? When it's all said and done, whether it's 2 years or 10 years, when it's all said and done, they said, well, Kiffin at Ole Miss got the best of Leach at Mississippi State, or we say Leach at Mississippi State got the best of Kiffin at Ole Miss?
I'm going to say Kiffin over the long term because I think he'll end up being a better recruiter.
Totally agree with that. I mean, you're a genius. A genius, I tell you. And now, finally, I like both of them for different reasons. Which one will you be pulling for in this rivalry?
Man, I have no idea. I love Mike Leach. I got a lot of friends, a lot of, you know, people close to me with Ole Miss ties. That being said, we also do like to make fun of Ole Miss quite a bit. I'll probably end up pulling for Mike Leach.
Yeah. I don't know. I
do love Oxford. Oxford's a great town.
It's almost as if, though, like, I'm going to kind of take a wait and see.
I'm just going to enjoy the Egg Bowl. I just want it to be entertaining and not really, well, actually, the Egg Bowl is one of those rivalries that I kind of want it to be like it was last year and every year.
I was interrupted there.
The pure hate in that rivalry.
I was interrupted. Let me say that. Hey, Drake. Hey, Drake. How are you? Hey, Drake. Drake. Oh, man, I love that kid right there. Now, finally, in this segment, let me give you one more list. And this is a one-man list. Ex-major leaguer catcher Paul LaDuca says that A-Rod is, quote, one of the fakest people out there and on a pedestal. Now, LaDuca's four-time All-Star told WFAN Sports Radio, I will never be a fan. I just think, Drake just messed me up right there. Bear with me. I just think he's one of the fakest people out there. LaDuca, who admitted his conduct, he got caught for performance enhancing drugs as well. He said, hold on, Drake, don't turn that over, buddy. Oh, thought about turning over a drink out here. He said he admitted that he was not proud of his mistake, but he owned up to it. He said, I didn't lie, owned up to it immediately. It was over with. The people could judge me how they want to judge me. I could care less. But when you completely lie like A-Rod did for years, and after years, and if you cash in a $260 million and people like it, like he's successful. Oh, he's so successful. He got paid $500 million in his career. LaDuca ripped A-Rod for his relationship with Hall of Famer Derek Jeter. Rodriguez and Jeter played together with the Yankees. He says, it's pretty well known that Derek Jeter really and him didn't get along, and he's always thought he should have been the shortstop, and Derek should have been went over to third base, and A-Rod did his fake thing. Oh, it'll be okay at third base. But he had one postseason where he did do well, but the other postseasons weren't very good. Went on to say that the way other people put him on a pedestal is beyond me. So he said the fake.
Wow.
Alex Rodriguez.
So it sounds like he wishes the officer and the other guys would have shot A-Rod instead of Jeter.
And, I mean, Jeter, the biracial angel. He's a biracial angel.
Coming down the hallway.
Shot A-Rod. Not surprised by any of his comments. I think most people can kind of agree upon that, right? That, I mean, the guys.
Yeah.
Pretty much a fake and a fraud through that.
Hey, but hats off for getting $500 million. I mean, you got to give credit where it's due there.
Yeah, through all that. I tell you, I've got time for this. I think I have time for this. I don't want to. Yeah, let me do this way. There is rumors, and only rumors at this point in time, that Tiger and Phil will happen. Tiger and Phil 2.0. And even to the point where Vegas has some odds out there for Tiger and Phil 2.0. So we'll see if that does happen. There's also rumors of this. And by the way, would you be interested in Tiger and Phil like they did on New Year's Day a few years ago?
Yes, I would be. Right now, we don't have a whole lot going on. And I like the thought of putting Tom Brady with one and Peyton Manning with the other. I think right now when we are so just starving for sports content.
Yeah.
I think it would be fantastic. I thought when they tried to do it, what, Rivalry Weekend and on like BleacherReport.com, like, no way was that ever going to work, and with, you know, the way they were charging people. But
and remember this, they messed up on it and didn't charge people. Like, everybody got it for free instead. Remember?
Yeah.
No, it was crazy.
It was, the whole thing was a dumpster fire the first time around, but I think they can take that, learn from it. And also right now with nothing else going on, you can afford to put that out there again.
I think that's the case. I think that's the case. I think that in another time, if we had all sports going on, it wouldn't work. But because we are so starved for it, it will work. And I got to tell you, man, you can do this. And I'm still a little bit surprised that the PGA Tour has not stepped out. The NBA is kind of stepping out. The NBA is talking about stepping out. And when the NBA does this, I love this plan, John. The NBA is considering, and now let me say this again, these are just considerations, but they're considering going to a centralized location. All their games being played in one location, doing it without fans. To me, that gets your product back faster. It gets you on television, but it gets your product back faster. And if we can have a location, you know what they do, these things where, well, Las Vegas, they kind of have these tournaments out there for the summer league and all this kind of stuff. You got plenty of courts. All you need is courts and television cameras that are up, broadcasters that are up. But if we test everybody, now we're doing this simple test of who has it, who doesn't have it. If we can quarantine those that do have it, quarantine those that don't have it and keep them away from anybody else that might have it. Now, again, you don't know. And I don't think we're ready for this right now. There's still too much growth, and we're still on the up cycle, and we're still upticking. But if we get on the downside of this thing, John, would you be opposed to no fans, NBA coming back and playing at a centralized location? To me, it seems like a pretty good plan, at least. Or at least something to think about.
No, absolutely, it's something to think about. My first thought when I hear these types of things discussed is, you know, we've seen in the NFL where players, you know, will rent houses near training camp because they refuse to stay in the dorms. Can you, you're talking about putting them all in one centralized place. I'm just curious, will all the players go for it?
If you can test me and know that I don't have it, and then test the people I'm playing with, playing against, referees, and we know that the tests are negative, and you can quarantine us and know that our food and where we are, yeah, I mean, you're going to give up family. You're not going to be around your family.
Right. I don't know if they'll be willing to give up their families or their homes or, you know, some of the luxuries
you
have.
What Adam Silver once said a few weeks ago is that these guys' time, their biological clocks are ticking.
I do get that. I do get that. I'm just, you know, be curious to see how it.
I think these people want to play.
Okay, I hope that's the case. I hope that is the case.
The other side of it is the PGA Tour. While we're not playing on the PGA Tour is beyond me. Twosomes, no caddies, riding carts, no fans, don't touch anything, no rakes, don't touch a flagstick. You can do this.
Oh, unless you're Jordan Spieth, because who's he going to yell at if you don't give him a caddy?
or who's going to yell at as far as not having any not someone raking.
Are
the
golfers
right
ready to take this much ownership of their game?
Yes. Okay. Because it's better than no ownership at all. Right?
I completely agree with you. I just know there's, you know, people like Jordan Spieth who have blamed their caddies for a lot of things over the years.
Great point.
Away that safety net.
Great point. Ralph Patterson, my good friend RP, sends in on the grammar police. He goes, it's more than I, not more than me. So he caught me on that one. And then, remember that we were talking about a few minutes ago, the subject of redundant terms and why we want to, you know, use those terms? He says, I wonder how many National Collegiate Athletic Association underclassmen will be drafted in the National Football League draft. And then he says, I wonder how many National Collegiate Athletic Association championships did John Wooden win at the University of California at Los Angeles? Good stuff, RP, man. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. The University of California at Los Angeles. Very good. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. When we do, I'm going to remind folks of the greatest April Fool's Day joke in sports history. It happened when I was a kid. I remember it well, and I fell for it. We'll tell you about it when you come back for more right after this.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Right now at DQ, you can get the delicious treats and craveable food you love at our drive-thru or for takeout, including the new DQ Chicken and Biscuits Basket, your favorite all-white meat chicken strips with 7 warm, buttery mini biscuits. And if that's not enough to satisfy, you also get fries and gravy. So dip and dunk your heart out. This might be our most dunkable basket yet. All available at the drive-thru or for takeout. So stop by today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
If you're opening a new business or your current business needs updated branding, call the pros at Electric City Signs to make your brand come to life. They take care of the entire design process from logo to install, channel letters, road signs, LED message centers. They do it all. Serving upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina, and northeast Georgia businesses. Remember, a business with no sign is a sign of no business. Mention this ad to receive a 5% discount. 864-225-5351. Go Tigers.
The flagship station for Clemson basketball. You're listening to The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
I'm going crazy. Good stuff, John. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our telephone number 654-ROAR. That's where Georgia Greg and Greenwood's going to join in. Hey, Greg, how you doing this morning?
Good, Mickey. I hope you're doing well.
Man, we're blessed. Hope you guys are safe and healthy and all that.
And I hope you're staying safe with your son. I'm prayers for everyone out there. And just do the best you can. I mean, you and I are on the same thought process of we can't stop the world forever, but just do the best we can and go on at some point. So as far as I guess, I'm not going to steal your thunder. I'm just going to say I've got to 100% know where you're fixing to go. And I just want to tell you, when I was a kid being from Little Royston, Georgia, without the social media that we have now and not know anything, I just kept looking all summer for the guy. And I just, I didn't know. I was fooled for months. After, I think if you're going to talk about the article that,
I am.
There's probably a 13, or, yes. And, so I'll let you go. But I just wanted to say that I didn't know for months that it wasn't a true story.
Yeah. How could we? We hadn't known this before. So, I was glad I was not alone in being duped through this.
Yes, I can't wait to hear because I forgot the year. I just can't wait for you to relive it because I just remember as a kid being duped. So look forward to listening to you.
All right, buddy. Thanks an awful lot, buddy. That's Georgia Greg. John, you were born in
88.
This is before your lifetime.
Okay.
On April the 1st of 1985, Sports Illustrated ran a story about a fictional baseball player named Sid Finch.
Okay.
It was on April Fool's Day. It was a hoax. The article was written by George Plimpton, one of the great writers of all times. Paper Lion, all the stuff. One of the greatest writers ever. And the article is named The Curious Case of Sid Finch. S-I-D-D-F-I-N-C-H. Sid Finch. It was first published in, like I said, April 1st, 1985. According to Plimpton, Finch was raised in an English orphanage. He learned yoga in Tibet and could throw a fastball at 168 miles an hour. Now, remember, this is before we had hoaxes, okay?
And, sure.
But let me get back to this. In early 1985, Mark Mulvey, the managing editor of Sports Illustrated, noticed the cover date this year would fall on April the 1st. He asked George Plimpton to commemorate the article on April Fool's Day with a joke in sports. When Plimpton found himself unable to find an example of the craft in the article, Mulvey gave Plimpton permission to create his own hoax. So Plimpton reported that Hayden Siddharthia or Sid Finch was a rookie baseball player in training with the New York Mets. He was only wore one shoe. It was a hiker's boot when pitching. That Finch had never played baseball before. Was attempting to decide between a career there and one playing the French horn. He was astonishing. What was astonishing about Finch was he could pitch a baseball faster than anyone ever. 168 miles an hour. Was 104 was the fastest one at that point in time. According to him, the Mets scouting report gave him a 9 on his fastball velocity and 8 for his control. According to Plimpton, Finch grew up in an English orphanage, was adopted by an archaeologist who later died in a plane crash in Nepal. After briefly attending Harvard, he went to Tibet to learn yoga mastery of mind and body under the great poetic saint Lama Mira Yaspa, excuse me for mispronouncing that, which is the source of his pitching prowess. He decided not to pursue a baseball career, instead learning to choose the French horn or golf or something. The story was accompanied by photographs of Finch and one featuring young Lenny Dykstra and another of Finch talking with Mets pitching coach Mel Stottlemyre. The Mets played along with the hoax, even by providing a uniform and number for Finch. It was number 21. Sports Illustrated photographer Shane Stewart recruited a friend, Joe Burton, who was a high school art teacher from Oak Park, Illinois, to portray Finch. Burton posed as Finch for photographers. Usually his laces were his face was averted out of the lens because people would have known that. But he was 6'4 and wore a size 14 shoe. Throughout the time frame, he just went into this big deal. And it was a long article and it was great. The response, the story was released in March of 1985, as you know. The Mets fans were overjoyed. People fell for it, dude. I'm telling you, because it's Sports Illustrated.
Right. That's right? All you had, yeah.
We didn't know. Mets fans were overjoyed with the luck of finding such a player. They flooded Sports Illustrated with a quest for more information. Many people fell for the prank. It said New York Sports Page editor complained that Mets public relations director didn't allow them to get the breaking news. Two general managers called the commissioner of baseball, Peter Ueberroth, asking about Finch. The St. Petersburg Times sent a reporter to find out about Finch, and a radio talk show host claimed he even saw Finch pitch. The Mets gave Finch a locker between George Foster and Daryl Strawberry. Three major networks, CBS, NBC, and ABC, all local St. Petersburg, Florida, where they were doing the spring training, sent newspapers there, or sent reporters there, or news reporters there. To cover Finch on April 2nd press conference where he was going to announce his retirement. The subtitle, here's what really got you. Well, let me back all that. Plimpton eventually broadcast this article into a novel. It was later a book. And in April 2015, there was a 30 for 30 short program about Sid Finch. And on April the 26th, 2015, the Brooklyn Cyclones had a Sid Finch bobblehead night to commemorate the 30th anniversary on it. George Plimpton was dead, so his son Taylor threw out the first pitch of this. But here's the beauty of the whole thing. Again, John, you got to remember, it was Sports Illustrated. They had pictures of him. It was a mystical character. This guy was a yogi, and this guy did all stuff, right? But the beauty and the most brilliant part of the whole article was this. The very first paragraph read, "He's a pitcher, part yogi, and part recluse. Impressively liberated from our own opulent lifestyle, Sid's deciding about yoga and his future in baseball." If you go back and read that out, it's the first letters of every word in that first sentence spells out Happy April Fool's Day.
That's fantastic.
We didn't know.
That is great.
But it, obviously, it was absurd that somebody's not going to throw 168 miles an hour. Now, remember this. I am...
What am I doing the SEC?
Yeah, I'm 17 years old.
The Southeastern Conference, excuse me.
The Southeastern Conference, sorry. It was in Major League Baseball's National League East Division. I'm 17 years old at the time, 1985. Yeah, I'm 17 years old. And I subscribed to Sports Illustrated. And I remember telling my family about this, man. This is unbelievable. This guy, Sid Finch. I fell for it, man. I fell for it. We didn't know. We didn't have social media. We didn't know. And look, like I said, these newspaper people were following it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't put up the old Google machine and try to fact check it.
Right. And he was a mystical character. I mean, like he'd been off into Tibet. And he was just, we didn't know. He pitched with the boots on. We didn't know.
One boot on it.
One boot on. The absurdity should have given it away. But I'm looking at the original article now. He's a pitcher. And again, remember this. Happy April Fool's Day. He's a pitcher, part yogi and part recluse. Impressively liberated from our opulent lifestyle, Sid's deciding about yoga and his future in baseball. Well, after yoga, it ends, and his future in baseball, but it's Happy April Fool's Day.
That is fantastic.
Brilliant stuff, man, huh?
That is fantastic.
You couldn't do it now, right?
No.
There's much.
You could put out a fake Twitter profile to put out something that'll, you know, circulate the world in 15 minutes, but that'll be about it.
Yeah, that'd be
it. Would never go to that level, for sure.
Yeah. I'm not going to read the funniest tweet I've ever seen, and I can't read it on the air because it's a little risque. So, John Haidt, let me tell you about Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can email him Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get touch him at BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone's sports every single day because that's what Brad Hughes does. Today, I'll forgive George Plimpton for pulling my leg and making a 17-year-old, recently turned 17-year-old, look like a complete idiot telling his family and friends about this guy, Sid Finch, through it all. But George Plimpton, let me remind you of him now. This is a guy that wrote some of the greatest sports articles and greatest sports books of all times and was this terrific writer, very interesting man, and was a celebrity himself. And one of my favorite George Plimpton stories is Plimpton tells the story that he was at the Harvard commencement when Muhammad Ali, who was banned from boxing at the time, was given the commencement address, and a man that was dyslexic and uneducated but was brilliant, and Muhammad Ali spoke to the graduating class at Harvard. And after giving this rousing speech in the 1970s in the face of Vietnam and all the stuff going on, he talked about being bigger than yourself, and it's more about what you can do for others than what they can do for you. And at the end of the speech, as he's walking off stage, Muhammad Ali was so famous for his poems, "A Float Like a Butterfly, Sting Like a Bee," and all these poems and predicting knockouts, that one of the graduates yelled out to Muhammad Ali, "Give us a poem." And again, after this, he had these little cards up that he was speaking with, and again, Ali was not an educated man and was not well read and had, like I said, had dyslexia. After giving this great speech about being bigger, something else being bigger, he came back with the shortest speech on record. And at the time before that, Plimpton tells a story that the shortest poem ever was Fleas. And the poem went Adam Haddam. And he says that Ali broke the record for the shortest poem after that when he said, on cue, man, the guy thought of this up there, and he said, "Me, we." And Plimpton, in this documentary called When They Were Kings, Plimpton is, like, emotional when he's talking about it. And he says, "Me, we." And I was like, wow. Like, how about that, man? And it just reminds me of the greatness of the late Muhammad Ali, one of the all-time greats, man. We need to do a whole Ali show here as well. I'm going to do, I didn't want to give this away. I'll give this my two-minute drill coming up and our good news segment. John, let's finish things up, buddy, as we always do with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, tomorrow night, ESPN at 8 o'clock is airing one of, in my opinion, one of the greatest football games ever played. 2006 Rose Bowl, Texas versus Southern Cal, Matt Leinart versus Vince Young, Reggie Bush on the college field again. I'm hit or miss with old games. I'm ecstatic to watch this game tomorrow night. I can't wait.
No, it's going to be awesome. I'm hit or miss as well with old games, so I'm certainly with you on that one. My two-minute drill, brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton@EricNewton.com. For all your real estate needs, it's EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. He can certainly help you out. It's EricNewton.com. Any real estate you need here in Clemson, let him take care of you. They're doing a great job right now, and they're selling, and they're developing, and they're helping a lot of people out. But for our two-minute drill, three shows I kind of want to announce, and I'm working on them, and I'm hoping we can come to fruition on this. You know, a few weeks ago, we did the Father's Day deal. Because I think that we're still going to be in Mother's Day, and that's going to be on a Sunday. See, I think the Friday beforehand, I'm going to try to do a mother's show and put together some of the great sports moms out there and how what moms and roles they can play. I'm looking forward to that. The second thing I can tell you is I want to do the 30 for 30 deal. I'm setting this up now. I talked to a couple of people about it. The 30 for 30 of on the show now, 3-hour 30 for 30, but the day that Dabo Swinney took over and how the end of the Tommy Bowden and Tommy and that whole week, turbulent week. And I've got some guys to talk about that, certainly coming up. And then finally, you know, in this good news segment, I've got this show planned, and we're going to do this. I think we might do this next week for this one, is we need good news out there. And I want to do a whole Dabo Swinney good news inspirational type thing. Well, what does Dabo Swinney mean in your business and your family and stuff like that? So we'll do all those three shows coming up. Let me thank callers, sponsors, listeners, texters, twitters, emailers. Up next, to my favorite people, Brad and Ben. John Height, terrific job once again. Folks, have a wonderful Wednesday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow.